Right. So, what do you get if you make a bunch of Canadian people and British people line up in rows inside of an enclosure?
I have no idea.
It's queues in a pod.
Queues in a pod!
Because they queue up, you see, and
Canadian is Q too?
yeah, they're not as much as British people. British people will like just queue the fuck out of anything.
By the way, guys, there will be spoilers throughout this entire thing. Spoilers like you cannot believe.
Spoilers like up your ass
Yeah.
in other orifices,
We also should introduce ourselves.
in your spiracles.
We should. So I'm Tom Quackenbush, the fantasy author.
I am Amber Hawk, the artist, farmer, garden maintenance worker.
I'm Daniel, the
The Dan.
art. No. I don't think I can be any of your friends anymore.
No, he's Daniel, the secular occultist.
There we
There you
go. I'll take
go.
that. That's right. If
My
you,
title's the longest.
yeah, but
Yes,
you know.
but yours can be combined to the fartest, and that's pretty lame.
Right.
Oh,
Oh, or
that
you
leaves
know.
out garden maintenance worker.
Garden fartist.
Oh.
Or we could just edit this in and then like replace your part with like and his wife.
Oh.
Thereby completely obliterating your identity.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you seen the picture of there's several people queued up and then there's a fox and then people have queued behind the fox?
Wow.
It's clearly England. There's nowhere else that should happen. What I love is that the fox is clearly just waiting in line too.
Like it's picked up that something must happen.
Right.
So.
So tonight on Q's in a Pod, we're going to talk about Avengers, Age of Ultron.
We're talking about the entire Avengers cinematic, or the Marvel cinematic universe, not just Age of Ultron, Tom. Okay.
Avengers, age of shittily pushed romance options that don't make sense.
Yeah,
that's
Spoilers.
every movie, including The Hobbit.
That is true. That is true that there's shitty romance in The Hobbit.
Yeah, so I guess they didn't, you know, at least they didn't just randomly make up a character for
That's
no
true.
reason. But right, spoilers. Like, pause and go watch it and then come back if that's an issue for any reason.
Watch the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Which should take like 20 hours, right?
Yeah, you can skip Thor 2 and I think the first Captain America movie.
You haven't watched the first Captain America movie?
I saw it, but I'm saying you can skip it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
The
haven't
only
seen.
spoiler that won't be in here is the Golden Age hero, who of course punched and raped his wife. I'm sorry, that was Ant-Man.
Oh, see, I thought it was just punching. I didn't realize
Oh,
that it
there was
escalated.
maybe there was some rape. Maybe he just punched her. You're
Maybe.
right.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Somebody's raped somebody.
but in the
Didn't
90s,
the
you couldn't.
Wasp got raped, right?
Probably. I mean, actually, now that I think about it, like, I'm pretty sure if you read any of the 90s era comics, like, at least, you know, each of the female characters probably got raped at least once.
Just to incentivize the male character, though.
Oh, right. Because, you know, teenage boys need to learn somehow.
Rape is wrong when it happens to your sister, except when it's going to spur on the plot.
Oh, yes, and then it's just necessary for some reason.
I
Also.
have heard the complaint about Age of Ultron that Black Widow in the comics has had two canon lovers, one who was Bucky Barnes and the other was Matt Murdock, Daredevil.
Yeah,
Zero
I
of
figured
these
that.
are the Hulk. I would be okay with it, except I do not feel like there's a connection between what happened in Avengers and the
No.
beginning of Age of Ultron.
No, and I mean that's my entire problem with it also. Like, there are two characters that I like well enough, especially like Mark Ruffalo's the Hulk is it's
Yeah.
great. He's awesome. And like, you know, you could have built something off of their initial encounter in the first Avengers. Like, that was some nice tension, but it just goes from 0 to 60. It's like, wait, why is she eye fucking him already for no reason?
Right, it's,
Where did this
you
come
know,
from?
all my friends are fighters, and I want the one guy who runs away from a fight. I'm like, yeah,
Right.
except when he turns all green, at which point he's the front. And they acknowledge that he's like their secret weapon, their ace in the hole,
Yes.
like, oh, we
Yes.
gotta go green, code green.
He's clearly the tank.
He's the tank.
And the DPS. And yeah. And like, again, this is coming from, you know, the great Black Widow that we saw in The Winter Soldier, where, you know, no romance happens, and she's just, like, a really well-developed character.
Which is great, because very clearly in that movie, you could have had the romance.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
But instead, she's, you know, she's joking with the guy, she's integral to the plot.
Right, she's just a character, and not reduced to a love interest.
Yeah.
So, did she suffer brain damage in that movie, which is why she no longer has autonomy? She even gets caught by the villain, so the Hulk can save her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's... I'm sorry, Black Widow, not intentionally, because I would acknowledge, if she got caught by the bad guys so she could get information from the inside, that is well within her character. I accept that. But I'm going to wait in this cage for someone to save me.
Right. And that's kind of one of the points, is like, she clearly should have been able to get herself out, you know, just based on what we've seen her do otherwise. And I also didn't have a problem with that up until that happened. Because, like, the way she got caught still sort of made sense. She was still getting shit done and, you know, staying true to her character of, like, you know, clearly finishing this mission is slightly more important than, you know, my safety. But then, you know, oh no.
Well, I mean, thank God she's getting her own movie about how she's a girl in the city. There's this great video on the internet we will link in the show notes. I think it's from SNL.
Yeah.
So and they're just totally making fun of it. Because we are not getting a Black Widow movie, but if we did, it would be about love and romance. But we're not even getting a Captain Marvel movie until 2019.
Who's Captain Marvel?
She's a girl!
Oh.
Yeah, like...
Who's Captain Marvel?
I know. Well,
she's a girl. What else do you need to know?
Yeah, that's sort of fair. I don't remember. Like, I fell out of a lot of the Marvel stuff in the 90s, so I don't know a lot of these characters. I know who Captain Marvel is, but I don't remember her backstory or where she came from.
What's her outfit?
She's white. Is it white?
Yeah, she has really large breasts and a boob window.
Oh no, that's her.
Yes,
she's Titty Window.
Yes.
Wait, so she's wearing white,
like,
or
which
she
one?
Is white?
She's both, except now I believe she's a Muslim girl.
Oh, that's right. They did update her. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, cool.
And actually, that's apparently a really good series.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it sounds...
Because her costume as a Muslim girl makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's like a burkini.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She fights the patriarchy. That is definitely not the Captain Marvel we're getting.
No,
we will not be. No. We are not progressive enough as a country to have a Muslim superhero.
Yeah,
but she is getting a movie eventually.
2019, unless it gets pushed back because we need another Spider-Man reboot.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, one of the leaks, it just got reported, you know, again, relatively recently, some of the Sony emails that got hacked and released, like, one of those was actually talking about, you know, one of the execs laying out why they won't do female-led movies, and it's because they're still basing it on, like, a 1970 movie that didn't do well with Wonder Woman or something.
Wow.
Like they have to go back that far to find something, despite the overwhelming evidence that, like, people want this shit. Like, we need it.
Let's go back to Black Widow just for a minute.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Didn't Scarlett Johansson do fairly well in that shitty-looking movie, Lucy?
I can't say anything positive about that movie. It'll give me an aneurysm.
I know.
But
let's say that it made enough money that it was successful.
What's this movie?
Frustrating. It's
she takes wonder drugs and she uses 100% of her brain, and then she beats up ethnic minorities.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though none of that works any way like that.
No.
None.
But you know who is enhanced and kick ass and beat people up and has a backstory? Black Widow.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep.
I read Death of Captain America.
Mm.
It's in the title. I don't feel like that's a spoiler.
Yeah.
And she has a plot there. She makes sense. I've read a lot of things involving her and Captain America. And she has, you know, she's fine. I even saw her banging Bucky Barnes.
Yay!
Because she's like 70 in the comics. She's just enhanced and chemically...
So
I don't know why she's young looking.
Sort of. You know, that is... Like, this does kind of make me want to go back and read some of those. Like,
yeah, wouldn't
that?
It be
but
great
if you
get some kind of origin story for her? No, I mean another one of Spider-Man. I need to know how Peter Parker got bit by a spider.
Oh, and loses his girlfriend again.
And his uncle?
Uncle Ben, yeah, yeah, the only character that actually stays dead in these comics.
Aww.
Man, yeah. Yeah, or maybe, you know, maybe the Vision will get his own.
He was pretty cool. I liked the Vision.
He is so boring.
Aww. Yeah. Well, he's cool as a background character. I wouldn't watch a movie of him.
Yeah, right. For a MacGuffin, he's fine, I guess.
I think he would suffer from, like, Superman syndrome, because even in Age of Ultron, mm-hmm. what are his powers? Every powers?
Yes, I can phase through objects, and I have one of the eight or six Infinity Gems in my forehead, so I can, like, read minds and shoot beams of laser and teleport and fly.
Plus he can grow a cape for some reason.
And grow a cape, although that maybe it's a hologram, who knows, I don't know.
Maybe I just like Jarvis's voice.
And his flesh
voice.
Is made out of, like, adamantine cells, so he's essentially invulnerable, but organic still, so he's gonna, like, totally bangulate Scarlet Witch, and...
Yes, that is what happens in the comics.
He bangs Scarlet Witch?
Oh yeah, they're in a relationship.
Cute.
Somehow?
Yeah,
although,
yeah, I think I heard.
Yeah. Although in the comics, like, he's just straight up a robot.
Yeah.
Android? Like, I don't know.
And, of course, in the comics, she can warp reality, mm-hmm. rather than, as they say in Age of Ultron, she's weird.
Oh, yeah, she's essentially like Jean Grey.
Yeah, she's unbelievably powerful, not like, I can read your mind, I can put thoughts in your head.
Jean Grey's pretty strong, though.
That's what we're saying,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like, but Jean Grey's supposed to be sort of like at the upper tier of you know, the power True. Scale. Scarlet Witch is supposed to have,
especially
like, a
different
thing.
Especially when she comes
thing.
Back because of aliens
right.
or something.
That is true.
Or from the future to raise their kid, which is when I checked out, because, you know, screw you, X-Men. It got weird.
Not that we can mention that the Scarlet Witch
right.
or Quicksilver's X-Men.
Yes, and so on that, why are they in this movie? Like there can't be any sort of crossover. Like, they weren't mentioned at all in the Winter Soldier or even the first one.
Are they supposed to be in Winter Soldier?
It would have made sense if there'd been some sort of tie-in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I guess the origin story we're getting through Age of Ultron is that Hydra genetically engineered them, more or less.
Right, but we don't hear anything about that plot except inside of Age of Ultron.
They didn't mention Hydra at all. Really,
but
in
they,
Age of Ultron, did they?
They sort of did, but, like, only at the beginning they're assaulting a Hydra base, and
okay.
that's where they first meet
yeah.
the other two, but...
I'm sure
know.
If I still watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I would understand if there were tie-ins.
Incidentally, that's not allowed. You can't make, like, valid plot points, you know, hidden inside of a TV show that's not very good.
Aww.
Or at least you can't do that and then expect anybody to give a shit.
What was it, the thing, how they spoiled each other, the Winter Soldier and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spoiled each other.
This is true.
That's kind of hilarious, actually.
Because about, what's his face being alive? They covered it in a cracked thing, but it was also when we watched it, I was like, well, duh, he's
Nick
not
Fury?
Dead. Nick Fury, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's dead! No, he's not dead! Ah.
Man, that was such a good
movie.
They go
through the same thing in both the TV show and the movie.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is a big drawback. When I was watching Agent Carter, I could at least be consoled that this was happening 50, 60 years ago, so I just could enjoy, you know, that good old-fashioned fighting against the patriarchy without having to say, well, how is this going to tie into the cinematic universe?
Yeah. Golden Age Captain America! Whee! It'll coming next summer.
Really?
No.
I
hope not.
Actually,
they probably will.
I did hear that they're going to have Sharon Carter in the next...
Oh, Civil War?
I guess she'll be in Civil War,
yeah. But who isn't going to be in Civil War? Like,
I believe she's going to be Captain's love interest. As though that's not creepy.
No.
Well, I don't know.
That happens a lot, though. Like, that's almost a trope, I think.
You look like this person I used to love.
Yeah.
Let's
Sharon Carter in the
on.
Comics doesn't even look much like, you know.
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
Carter.
They smell the same, Tom.
Maybe.
She's just referred to as Agent 13 a lot.
So 13, like, from House?
Not like from
House. Was she actually in Winter Soldier?
I don't recall. She might have been.
But no, I do agree that Black Widow's character between Winter Soldier and Age of Ultron is slightly different. Yeah. Right? Because she was definitely a stronger female character. Like, she was joking around with, you know, like, they could have tried.
She was a stronger character.
Yeah. Like, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't complain.
If you had made that character a guy, if you just gave all of her lines to someone else who had a penis, right, it would not have changed the whole arc.
But
it didn't matter.
We're not supposed to be talking about the Winter Soldier, but that reminds me about how, like, in a way, they warped what they usually do. Like, Captain's, his black friend, who's, like, the Hawk dude.
Yeah, Falcon, yeah.
Yeah, like, their dialogue was much more what you'd expect from the
love
interest.
They were totally romantic!
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good.
True.
Which was excellent.
It would have been interesting, though, if, you know, Black Widow showed more interest in, like, other guys, too, in the group.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, that would be, fun.
How can you hang out with, like, Tony Stark and the Hulk and everyone at the same time and not be at least...
Tony should
giving
be...
Giving them looks occasionally.
Right. Well, and actually, but that's... I think that's kind of one of the things, though, is, like, her skill set is... flirting with dudes and you know
throwing her off
cheating on them. So in a way you'd almost like it would almost make more sense that she would be very reluctant to do that with people she cared about because you know it's like you know
conflict of interest.
I can't tell if you're seducing me for a job purpose or if you're actually I don't know like there's interesting shit you could do with that I think.
True.
They didn't. They were just like, oh.
Oh, look, she's a girl.
Yeah.
She literally is a programmed, like, manipulator and seducer.
Right.
Those are her skill sets, aside from killing things.
Yeah.
Which she does very well. I saw a chart of everything, like, the episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. you should watch when everything happens. And on this chart, I also took this from a Cracked article. I have to link it in the show notes. The events of Iron Man 3, Captain America 2... and one of the other movies is all happening at the same time. That's why they can't come to the other's rescue, is that the entire country is apparently beset by supervillains.
Right. Well,
that kind of
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, I'll accept that. I've heard that Daredevil does that a little bit too, although Daredevil's more kind of like set in the aftermaths of these things.
Which I like,
the
whole cleanup crew aspect.
Yeah, it ain't none of this like, oh, I'm Superman, and I just, like, depopulated two entire cities,
and
everything's
like
fine.
Seven oceans.
Yes.
Yeah, and that would be, like, an extinction-level event, no joke.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fine, though. Batman's gonna punch him.
It's true. In the next. But we're not talking about DC.
No, we're not.
So... when are we getting another Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, actually, you know, I could go for that.
I'm sure it's coming.
Does it ever link in, like, it's too far in the future to
It's contemporary.
Yeah.
Actually, in the comics, Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde just got engaged.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so he didn't get with Gamora? What?
I don't think so. I read one...
that's fine, she can do better, but still...
Wait, so technically they can link in, or they do
absolutely
link
together? Yeah, they're just
happening right now, just far away.
Yeah,
okay,
because this whole thing is basically leading up to the Infinity Wars. So like the Infinity Gauntlet and gems are starting to show up, and
cool.
Yeah.
And let me talk about a theory I've read on that.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you remember in Avengers, what did Loki want?
Tesseract.
Because he wanted to. What did he want to rule? It's not Earth.
True.
Loki has no interest. So, if you are Loki, how do you get back to Asgard and save face? You pretend like you wanted to, you know, destroy the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that your brother Thor is going to take you back in handcuffs and you look badass. And then there's clearly a whole movie we don't get to see between that and then he shows up in Thor 2.
Oh,
3.
What? I wanted to. I would want to see that.
Right.
I would love to see Loki like have his anti-hero movie.
And do you know what is in Asgard?
What?
The Tesseract.
The Gauntlet. We see it. We see it in the background of Thor.
Oh wait, then what the fuck is Thanos doing with it at the end of?
Where do you think that he got it? Loki very clearly must have given it to Thanos. Incidentally. Possibly Thanos has been mind-controlling Loki But the theory I read is that, you know, because the same way Loki was using the mind gem in the staff to mind control Hawkeye.
Right.
But, you know, he got shaken out of it when the Hulk, you know, did the puny god thing and just bashed him in. And so he's like, no, 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 I'm now aware of what was going on. I'm now going to try to play you, Thanos. Because Thanos kind of sucks as a character.
Yeah, he's pretty boring.
Yeah, he's boring.
Wait, that Loki was being controlled by Thanos?
Yeah, that Thanos did, like, the mind control thing to his forehead.
Yeah.
But now Loki is aware, and being the scheming Loki that he is just now going to play Thanos, because Thanos thinks that Loki is still mind controlled.
Ah.
You see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But clever.
Could be.
Do we know that we can snap people out of things like that or not?
Well, how did Hawkeye get snapped out of it?
Yeah, no, it was head trauma.
Head trauma does that.
Cool. Yeah.
And now he's very sensitive about being mind controlled.
So that, but they would have to show that as like a flashback at some point. Otherwise, you know, no one might pick up on it.
But I'm okay with that because we hope that there is some sort of overarching Bible for this series.
So Loki movie. There should be a Loki movie.
Yes. There should be a Loki movie.
100%.
That'd be awesome. Partially because he's sexy.
Well,
he is sexy, and that's why they can't kill him. In Thor 2, he died, and then in the end credits, he came back.
Yeah. Well, also, he's like really the only compelling character in that mythos, because like Thor's boring.
Thor is boring.
Thor is boring.
Also sexy,
but he's boring. He has no personality. That's almost why I think the only reason he can lift the hammer is that he has no personality. That's also why the Vision can lift the hammer, because the Vision also has no personality.
Now we know why it works, and that's why elevators can lift the hammer.
Because elevators have no personality.
It's true. If you have, but right, like even in the actual mythology, Loki's like really kind of the only interesting character because, you know, he's the one doing all the shit and rebelling and being charismatic.
So my question about Thor's hammer though is when he puts it down, it has to have been like put down in space there because you can put it on a table and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has to be space locked. Not like can't you just like let go of, like, I guess it still falls, but I feel like if he wanted
like it's
to,
not heavy
he could just let it go and it would just stick in the air wherever he let it go if he wanted it.
Well, that's how he flies, as he swings.
Yeah, he just
whoop. Yeah, I don't know. See, I think it has more to do with like it still behaves with gravity, but like it responds to your intent when you're trying to pick it up. So like I don't know.
I want to know the physics of Thor's hammer, I'm getting at.
It's an epic level 25th magic item that you can make them in...
That's not physics, that's D&D language.
Right, you can make it in the epic level handbook. It's intelligent. It has speak many languages, and it has a saving throw of like...
Well,
wait, the Thor's hammer speaks many languages?
I'm just spouting bullshit. Yeah. It's...
I'm impressed that you thought he was doing more than that. What was a little funny to me, because it was such a tiny detail, is when you saw the various men trying to measure their penises by lifting the hammer up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Captain America could make it wiggle. And Thor's smile just drops. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. But just for a second, he's like, ha-ha, oh, crap.
Incidentally, who of the Avengers other than Thor has the least personality?
Proven! I accept it.
Aw, I'm too interesting to pick up the hammer then.
Probably.
But then, did Thor lose personality? Maybe. Like, because
he
couldn't pick it up in the beginning.
Let me explain why. Because for once, the privileged blonde white boy faced some sort of adversity. He got cut off from his trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to grow as a person, so he couldn't lift it up.
Aw, and then he grew as a person and lift it up again.
Well,
because he got the trust fund
for plot reasons.
Yeah,
that was like one of the things that kind of took me out of that too. Is like if it is some sort of purity thing that allows you to lift the hammer or not, like he hasn't really shown himself to be that. Like, I don't know if he's ever demonstrated any sort of like supreme moral purity in any of the things we've seen him in that would really be up to that. Like, it kind of makes sense for the Vision because he was born new, so he would still be like, you know, unblemished by his decisions and actions.
Well, I was born yesterday.
Yes,
so you already
figured
out that level of humor, Vision.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you can have humor unless you've taken a bite out of the apple.
I do like how he grew a cape. Vision grew a cape by looking at Thor. He's like, Thor has a cape. I shall now have a cape.
That has to be one of the better, like, unintentional comedy moments.
Yeah.
Just him standing there and then...
Incidentally, Paul Bettany, I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, Bettany, I don't know, the one who was the voice of Jarvis and is now the Vision, has said in interviews that he's kind of annoyed that he's the Vision. He's like, I had such a great job. I recorded for about 45 minutes. They paid me amazingly well. Mm-hmm. And I never had to show up. I could do it in my pajamas. Now I have to be the Vision. They put this makeup on me. And, you know, I have to watch what I eat. This is not fair.
Yeah.
So he's also an Agent Carter, though. It's the same.
No, that's a very different Jarvis.
Damn.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could see that.
Also, I feel like you probably would have gotten a lot less fan hate, because, like, there's a lot to be annoyed at the Vision about, like, just as a character. It's kind of boring. Takes up screen time.
I don't know.
I don't know. They could have fit even more superheroes in this
game. Yeah, there weren't enough superheroes. Like, there, just in that little space right there, you could put three more superheroes.
I know, right? I know.
But it was still less confusing than the action scenes in the Transformers movies.
I believe that.
We can give it that at least. That is true.
I have read some of the comics from which the Vision derives, and he's a real dick to the Scarlet Witch. He's like, you don't get to live here anymore because you killed billions of people with your superpower. You go away now. He kicks her out of the X-Men mansion for killing people. I'm like, wait.
Vision does?
Vision does.
How does he, like... Doesn't someone else own the mansion? Like, how does
kicks her out. Okay. He's like, you don't belong here. But Jean Grey would be fine there, right? We'd be good with that. What?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, we just don't talk about that whole Dark Phoenix thing. Like,
no, because there are aliens or future selves
Wolverine
or whatever.
Like Cyclops, I'm pretty sure, has accidentally killed a whole bunch of people. You know,
who hasn't?
Yeah. Well, let's Jubilee.
Yeah, that's because her power is stupid.
Yeah.
What's her power?
She makes fireworks.
Fireworks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's an edgy 90s girl, whatever.
She didn't exist before, like, the 90s reboot.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, like, the Dazzler, but somehow lamer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, actually, it'd be hilarious to watch fireworks. Them get in a fight, because it would just be, like, you know, sparklers.
They do it every July 4th. You're like, yo, Dazzler, I hear she was talking smack. You better go throw a Roman candle at that bitch.
Yeah.
Blow it up her ass.
Blow it up her ass.
Sparks.
It still won't do anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe that's just what Skrillex does whenever he needs to, like, film a new video.
So, you know what other movie is not part of the cinematic universe, aside from X-Men and whatnot, that should be, is Big Hero 6. Technically, that's the same universe.
Huh.
Technically.
I haven't seen it.
You might enjoy it.
It's cute.
It is. It's cute. It's got some interesting points. Except the only problem would be that they have San Francisco, which is like an alternate history where because of all of the... After the earthquake of 1908 in San Francisco, a lot of Asian immigrants in this universe came over. And they basically said, and they used hydraulics and stuff to make the building safe. And so they're like, well, it's our town now. It's not San Francisco. It's San Francisco.
Yeah.
So that might pose a problem Iron Man.
They are Japanese immigrants. There are tons of Asian immigrants in general in California.
Obviously it's the Okio. Yeah. They didn't claim it as their own. They let Whitey stay there.
Aww.
Yeah. That was your mistake.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But yeah, but it is a good movie. Okay. Spoiler alert for Big Hero 6. What was really cool is they did a thing, like, there was, like, a group picture at one point of all the characters, and each of them was in an outfit that foreshadowed them in the future, and the character that dies is in black. Everyone else is in a foreshadow of their superhero costume. Except for him, because he dies.
Well, he is in the Marvel Universe, so can we be certain he died? See the body? Even if you see a body...
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't even count anymore.
I don't agree that he should have died, because there were nanobots around that should have saved him, but whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
weren't
a whole...
nano enough.
Microbots? Yeah, that could be an entire different argument or topic. Yeah.
Well, that is the issue, is, you know, in the Marvel Universe, as in any comic universe, death is really more of an inconvenience than a permanent thing.
Especially well, you walk it off.
You walk it off.
Right, right. Or you come from an alternate dimension where frog people wanted you to be alive for some reason.
Yeah.
That sounds a little too stupid to be
Mr.
fake.
Or Mr. Sinister, like you know, makes another one. Or you're Psylocke and you are somehow British, but then you come back and you're Asian, but it turns out that you were mind-controlled to think that you were this character, but you're really not, and then she comes back. And then they fight over Wolverine's cock.
Oh,
like you do.
That's an actual plot point.
He could actually cut his cock off and give it to one of them and regenerate the new cock.
Yes. Oh, wait. See, he hasn't tried any body modification. Maybe he could try like bifurcating it and then see if like it would grow back too.
True.
Am I gonna have a trigger warning for this podcast?
Well, I think there's...
Maybe no one stays dead though. Like Superman, he died once.
Superman
when he came
is
back.
A different universe. I don't know what to talk about.
But any
also,
superhero
he didn't actually
trope.
Die. That was the point.
Although I did read an entire Supernatural Superman comic book that was pretty terrifying.
As in Supernatural with Sam and Dean? No.
No, as in like ghosts and stuff, but it was Superman.
No.
Well, the Supernatural is one of the things that Superman is weak against.
Yeah, ah. So like Doctor Strange could do some work.
Cool.
Although he might be—he's Marvel, right?
He could be.
He's too cool.
Yeah, he is.
He's too cool to be a DC character. But Dark Horse and DC did a couple crossovers. So like at one point, Superman had to fight aliens that were like encrusted with kryptonite.
Weird.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
Did
remember
they
how.
Eat kryptonite and excrete it into their cells or something?
I don't remember. I know Lex Luthor was involved, and then aliens happened, and then somehow they like got into the kryptonite. And I don't remember how it resolved either. Just that they had green dust on them, and he couldn't do anything about it.
So you know who is a cool character in the Marvel Universe that is getting a movie?
Who, Tom?
Deadpool.
Oh, that's right.
And I wanted to be part of the overarching... universe, but I think Deadpool would just sit in the back and make fun of them.
Yeah.
He's that kid in class. I don't know how you have an entire movie with just him, since he needs straight men.
Yeah, but that, like we were discussing how, like, it'd be kind of funny if you know, he appeared in the backgrounds of the other movies, and then his movie was actually, like, following him through these events.
Which would be brilliant, and is what should happen.
Oh, yes. Especially if, like, in the actual movies, he was definitely, like, a background character. Like, you'd have to be looking for him to see it, and then...
Maybe he's been there already.
Maybe. We just haven't looked.
Someone has pored over every frame of every Marvel-related property.
Oh, yes. Looking True. For clues to the next thing.
To the Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And
so,
the duck.
So Thanos is a boring character, we've decided.
So does that mean that he can pick up Thor's hammer?
Yeah, probably.
Actually, with the Infinity Gauntlet, yes. He's sort of at the top tier of the cosmic scale, so he's like... one of essentially like, you know, he's not the most powerful entity in the Marvel cosmic or Marvel universe, but he's way up there. And once he has the Infinity Gauntlet, he is absolute.
And how does he use his powers? Why is he causing so much death? Because he has a crush on the personification of death, who pretty much wants nothing to do with him.
Because she's death. And
because
she
she's death
care.
And... And if I remember correctly, she kind of likes Deadpool. I think Death kind of likes Deadpool.
Maybe. I know. Like she's sort of indifferent. I think to most of the things going on, but I do remember like one of the ways they sort of managed to beat him is by interceding with her a little bit to I don't know, trick Thanos. It's kind of dumb, but
are we ever going to meet this personification of death in the cinematic universe?
I hope Maybe. Not. Because she's lazy at her job. She keeps letting people come back.
Well, maybe he has her locked in a cage. Maybe she's in his basement. I mean, his playroom.
His playroom.
Yeah, so she's preoccupied.
With playthings.
So, was there a female personification of death prior to Neil Gaiman making the Sandman series?
Because
somebody should be angry at somebody there.
No, I think there's always kind of been this, like mythologically speaking, this you know, women death thing. It's kind of part of the whole sex and death, like,
I'm cool with that,
you know, symbolism. Because ladies,
yeah, I think death is just such a, you know, somewhat gender neutral.
Yeah, well, not if you have a penis and you're terrified of something, and you're also terrified of women, and then you're going to like conflate the two because
you want them so bad. Supernatural is pretty awesome. He's male.
Yeah,
that is true. Well, I mean, I could see the whole women give life, men take it away.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
It can go either way. And if you get into, like, the Reaper thing, most of the people who actually, you know, used the scythe would have been a man.
Yeah. Or bones.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it comes from, because he's a harvester.
Yeah. Although, like, if he wanted to be more efficient, he'd actually use a lawnmower now, because...
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it was
there,
like...
There is that video of...
Yeah, but that dude's, like, sweating and heaving by the end of that. Like, there's another video of a dude who, like, scythes his lawn every day, and it takes him, like, you know, 15 minutes to do a really tiny square. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, but is it more, like, depends how you measure efficiency, then. Because he could be reaping his own hay field, and then he gets to eat that hay, which is what gives him the energy to reap that hay field.
There's not as much nutrient in that as you might hope.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of herbivores have to eat, like, constantly.
That's true.
It's true.
So,
but, I mean, it's growing other stuff, too. Either that or it's run off of gas and petroleum, which God knows how...
Amber's Farming Corner. Talk to us about farming.
Yay, farming!
So...
That's all I got.
Who in the Marvel Universe would you most want to see have a movie? Because we're getting 10, 12...
I definitely like them focusing on characters we haven't seen a whole lot. I really enjoyed the Iron Man stuff, but I think it's kind of, you know, we've kind of seen all we're going to see out of that character archetype now. It'll just be like Batman now, or it'll be infinite variations of it. Goodness, who would... Domino. I would like to see Domino.
What's Domino's power?
I think she can, if she's in constant motion, she's essentially invulnerable, and she's an assassin. She's kind of like wrapped up in the, like the X-Factor series, I believe, and Cable and all that, but she's another one of those, like, you know, I'm an assassin lady, like Black Widow, or, you know, yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
I would like an entire Groot movie. Groot is the main character.
But that wouldn't be interesting.
Groot and Groot
Land. I would watch it anyways.
Well, you just want another Guardians of the Galaxy.
Maybe I do.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I could go for another one.
I assume that there's another one coming. It was a very popular movie.
It was really, really good.
And merchandising. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Merchandising
everybody but the lady. Because fuck Marvel.
Fuck Marvel.
Yeah, but that wasn't like... She wasn't a very interesting character.
No,
but that genie guy wasn't very interesting either.
No, and that's the point, though. They very specifically blocked making toys of the female characters.
Why?
Because boys don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that. But why did they... I don't know. I wouldn't have bothered making any of the genie guy either.
They're doing it to Black Widow also. She doesn't get any merch, really.
It's true.
I guess we should all go out and buy Black Widow merch if we can find it.
Yeah, or, you know... hassle Sony about it.
On that sort of reminds me of the point that a lot of people are going to boycott movies that do not have the agenda they want. Like, oh, there's a female in this movie, but she's not the lead. We're not going to watch Avengers. I've heard a lot of people on Tumblr very angry at Age of Ultron because it did not have Black Widow at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And the forefront she is given is basically that she is a love interest of sorts.
She really wants to bang the Hulk.
So people,
but not have babies.
Well,
she can't have babies because she's a monster.
Right.
And neither can he, possibly, because he might turn green. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, well,
he'd split her in half if he got angry during sex.
Well, maybe not. His trousers tend to stay intact.
That's
so
true.
You know.
That's kind of sad. You know, every part of him grows, but his penis stays... the same size he is when he's Bruce Banner.
I don't know. That would be a small mercy.
You think it might even shrink, you know, with steroids and everything.
Right.
It's true.
Like, as your rage grows, as your potence grows, so grows your impotence.
That's poetic, really.
Yeah, just have to punch it up a little.
Okay. I'm getting distracted for a moment.
Right.
But speaking of punching and the Hulk, So there's the Hulkbuster armor that Iron Man puts on to fight the Hulk, as though he's unaware that the angrier the Hulk gets, the stronger and more invulnerable he becomes. Shouldn't he just, like, shouldn't it just shoot some Valium in his mouth?
Right, right. Or just be made of, like fuzzy bunnies.
Well, puffing, I didn't know until things. You guys told me this, that it's a proportional or exponential growth. Like, you know, I just thought, you know, once he's the Hulk, he's the Hulk. That's the strength he is.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, he gets stronger.
So I could definitely see him thinking that at first. Like, not realizing there's a scale.
But in this world, like, the Hulk has been experienced a lot. Like, they've seen that force doesn't work, so...
And we've established that Tony Stark is a super genius who does science all the time. So he would very quickly be like, hey there, buddy. So, anger so you get. Hard. Yeah. Remember in Avengers, he was trying to get him angry?
Yes,
that
was hilarious.
He understood that there was like, he had like a kind of better seeming intuitive. You know what? That's another relationship that kind of suffered is the Tony Stark, like Bruce Banner romance. Yeah. I missed that. That was nice.
Yeah, really, they made it seem like the only one that was important to the Hulk is Black Widow. Mm. And even Bruce Banner's like, no, not really. I'm not looking for anyone right now.
Yeah, like, that's one of the things that Age of Ultron definitely didn't live up to in the other Avengers movie or anything, is the interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. Although, like, that might be because plot-wise, it seems like where they needed to get was them all breaking up in a way. So, like, maybe that's just their sort of, you know, blunt force way of doing it. It's like, oh, they don't like each other now.
Yeah. I was not really pleased at the end of Age of Ultron, where they're like, here are the new Avengers, Vision, and the Scarlet Witch!
Yes, all these characters you didn't give a shit about,
15
minutes ago.
Yeah, the more powerful and more invulnerable a character becomes, like, again, the Scarlet Witch should be a god.
Mm.
Like, they talk about how Storm is a god. No. Scarlet Witch can warp reality by thinking about it.
Yeah.
That is a god.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vision suffers from Superman syndrome where he has every power and is pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
I can sort of see why they would hit it off together.
Yeah. although, at least in, like, the Vision's case, you know, bashing on Superman a little, like, at least in the Vision's case, like, there's kind of a reason that he's really boring personality-wise also.
He's only a couple days old.
And he used to be a robot. And he has this mind purity gem thing. So he's probably never going to actually become interesting.
True. That is true.
But
yeah, he can't really have a good storyline.
Yeah. But at least it's like, it makes way more sense than, like, Clark Kent, who I kind of agree would, you know, under any understanding we have of how, like, organisms work, like, he should be, you know, a horrible monster just because he has all the power in the world.
Aww.
I'm going to have to find the artist and link this, but someone made up alternate interpretations of all these heroes, and they had the alternate interpretation of Superman, where he looks more or less like an ant. But... Aww. He is able to, like, shapeshift to look like a human being. You know, so he is distinctly alien. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I have to blend in with these people. But by looking human, but he really is not remotely human.
See, even that would make him slightly more interesting.
It would way more interesting rather than... So not only are you way better than us, but you're hot? No, not fair. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so put upon. I look gorgeous, and I can do anything. So sad.
So, again, Tumblr.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there was any sort of feminist message? People have been really ragging on Joss Whedon. I know that they didn't actually chase him off Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that. But they still have really been ragging on it because of Joss Whedon's agenda, which I don't know that he had other than I want to tell an interesting story. This is the best thing I can do.
I mean, I've never worshipped at the altar of Whedon. Like, I do think that he's done a lot of good things for female characters, but I also don't necessarily think that he's always been as good. Like, he almost gets this weird sort of automatic pass on like, oh, he writes strong female characters, and it's like, okay, yes, but he's also responsible for Wei Fu and, like,
that's true.
You know, us equating strong female characters with, like, oh, they can punch dudes. So I don't know. I don't think that he sets out with a specific interest of, like, you know, I don't think he does that on purpose. I think that's just you know, what he's developed. He's a dude. Like, you're as if you're not the thing that you're writing about, like, there's always going to be a little bit of a barrier into how well you can portray, you know, this other perspective, which is just why we need to let more women writers do things. And then he won't be bearing all of the weight of you know, having to be like the champion of feminist characters. But yeah. I don't know. I think he's trying. I just, you know, he's still a dude at the end of the day.
Amber, what do you think?
I have no idea.
But you're our resident woman. You are our token. That's right. Our Black Widow.
You are at this moment speaking for all women.
This weird Twitter thing. What is this? What are we doing?
There was
a
rumor that Joss Whedon legitimately left Twitter. He says it's because he needs to focus on writing, which I 100% understand.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. But people are like, no, we chased you off because the strong feminists were angry at you, and you were a wuss and you ran away. But that's not what happened.
So just people were expecting there to be more feminism in the movie, or
it more sounds like it was a retroactive art, like oh, you know, we're mad at you because of this, and then you did this other action and we're claiming credit for it. It's like when ISIS claims credit for like a car crash that happened in New York. I'm not equating feminists anywhere with ISIS, but very specific types of trolls that like to, you know, pretend to be feminists and working for the feminist cause, that you know, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care.
So you hate women is what I think I heard there.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Daniel, how can you just come out with it like that?
I don't know. It's tiring. It's tiring. But, yeah, no, I'll shut up, because ultimately
I'm not going to let you shut up, because now we're going to talk about Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Now, people are very irritated having not actually seen the movie, because in the comics, Ant-Man straight up punches his wife.
Right.
There's some spousal abuse right there, and I believe it's even addressed as spousal abuse. So how dare they make a movie about this problematic character ahead of Captain Marvel?
Yes.
And my response very quickly is like, well, why don't we not include that part of the character? Right. Why don't, I mean, or...
We're doing it for every other character in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and such as taking the Scarlet Witch's powers away and making her a telepath.
Right.
Which is pretty boring. Yeah, and it doesn't make sense why she's in the movie, or why Quicksilver's in the movie when we're not actually going to use them appropriately.
Oh, and then he doesn't even survive.
He doesn't.
Which is...
Why didn't he just walk it off, Daniel? Why didn't he just walk it off? He walks it off faster than anyone.
Maybe he'll... That is just accurate.
It's true.
That's not even...
Faster than the Flash?
Well, he's Marvel Universe's answer to the Flash, essentially. I'm pretty sure that they had a crossover race at one point, and I'm sure it ended in a tie.
Aww.
Pretty much has to.
Yeah.
You think it would just end up with the world crumbling at the seams?
Maybe. Well,
if they ran...
Yeah, no, stop right there, because every question along that path ends with the world in flames due to friction.
I'm just wondering about relativity.
That too. That is an issue. Like, but they're not... That's the thing. Like, at some point, they're periodically... like portrayed as being able to move at something approaching light speed, in which case it would exactly be a relative issue.
Well, because it happens in Superman that he can fly backwards or whatever.
It wouldn't happen
in the comics. It was just in a bad movie.
It might have, but it's stupid.
Not saying it wasn't stupid.
No, but I mean, like completely, utterly, like there's no, you know, you might as well believe that the moon landing was faked if you're going to believe that Superman went backwards and changed. Time doesn't work like that.
It still happened in the movie.
Okay, so back to Ant-Man. They cast Paul Rudd. I'm not saying that Marvel can't take a funny guy and make him the successful lead in an action movie. We just saw that with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
However, I don't get the feeling that Ant-Man is like Paul Rudd, so I feel like they must be taking the character in a very different direction.
Right, and I'll be honest, I'm not familiar enough with the character to, like,
he's very small, but he has a portion of a human being.
I've never read any of his any of his things. Like, I know...
And then he hit his wife in the face.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Ant-Man or Paul Rudd. Or his
mythology. But yeah, like, in the 90s, I guarantee almost any male Marvel character at some point in time was depicted, you know, smacking a woman. I remember not being allowed to read a Venom comic because Eddie Brock, like, smacked Black Cat or something, and then it fades to black and, like, an ominous thing.
I've heard this a lot, that a lot of people, Frank Miller in particular, learn the wrong lesson from Watchmen. That not, oh, we should have our characters be like real human beings, but we should have our characters be gritty and shitheads.
Right, right. They completely missed the message of the comedian, which is ironic because the comedian was supposed to be a very specific type of message.
I personally always been offended by the whole, like, you can't hit girls thing.
Yeah.
Like, so it would be fine if they were beating on another guy, it's just that they... hit a girl.
Well, I think it's not just that they're hitting a girl. I think where people have problems with it is that it's
specifically abusive.
It's
situation.
Specifically that women are not allowed to, like, I don't know, they're always used as victims. Like, it's never, you know, it's never, oh, she got punched and that's all it was. It's like, it's almost always going to be, oh, she got punched and we're going to imply that she got raped, and we're going to use that only as a motivation for the character, or for another male character, not as...
Or we have the experience, like we saw in Guardians of the Galaxy, that who is our token female going to fight? The token female villain! Oh. They will have their own separate fight over here, yes, while the men Make deal that. With the plot.
Yes, actually, exactly. Like, yeah. They didn't... Oh, well, but she did break the one MacGuffin that was necessary to...
Yes, but she also fought her sister.
Yes.
Her over there.
Slightly hotter blue sister.
Yeah, it's totally blue sister.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Stop judging them based on their hotness and whether or not they can rather than whether or not they can kick ass.
Well, okay, well, you name me a Marvel female character who men don't want to stick their dicks in.
I don't
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know enough about the Marvel universe.
Aunt May. And you know someone is fat to her.
That's true.
Actually, I think that there was a comic that took place like in the 60s or 70s. Like, it was written in the 90s, and it was like young Aunt May and Peter Parker's parents.
Oh dear.
Wow.
And yeah, so, but they didn't have superpowers, so I don't really know how much of a comic that is. Yeah. But it did happen.
It can still be a comic if it's about boring things.
Like, it's there's... a girl comic then.
Oh.
That's unfortunately not even, like, a joke. Like,
yeah.
Lady comics were all about, like, oh, I hope I can get with the boy, and I hope that my equally attractive but not blonde rival can not get with the boy before I can get with the boy. My name's Betty.
Aww. But, you know what? Even Archie crossed over with the Punisher. That legitimately happened.
Yeah. Oh god, there's like there's an Archie versus Predator comic series.
I want Why? That now. I'm going to find it. Going to read it all together. That will be the next edition of Q's in the Pod after we've read Archie versus the Predator.
Or it will just be us reading Archie versus the Predator to you.
To me?
Yeah.
No, to this mic.
I don't know if they can handle
it. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, we might not be allowed to do that.
We can take out our favorite quotes.
Could do interpretive dance.
No one could see our interpretive dance,
they
Daniel.
They could sense it.
They could hear it. The subtle grunts and breaths and...
Yeah.
Partial clap.
We should talk about Civil War. Amber, do you understand what Civil War is?
The comic?
Yes.
Or do you mean...
No, not the American Civil War.
Yes. No, this is a test of your right to
not
be in this country right now.
They fight about something?
Daniel, you know about Civil War, right?
Again, I haven't read it, but yeah, I understand
I
that
know
it,
the
it's...
meme.
Okay, then for our listeners who may be of the Amber persuasion, and I don't mean women, I mean cute and oblivious.
Well, yes. I just haven't read all the comments. I'm going to stab you in the hand.
I'm totally...
You know I'm going to stab you in the hand?
I sensed it with my... Well, it used to be reality warping power, but now I can just sort of sense when I'm getting hit in the face with tweezers. They've depowered me very slightly. Anyway, with Civil War, the American government says, we have all these costumed heroes going about, What actually happens is that there's a reality show that's following teenage superheroes around, and then the supervillain blows up like a city block with her explosive power. Something goes wrong. That's what happens. And so then the American citizenry react, because that's what we do best is react.
9/11.
9/11 is definitely heavily pushed here. And so they want to register all superheroes with their normal identities. But a lot of the heroes say, well, I don't want my family being harmed. I can only do what I do if I'm extra governmental.
Yeah.
The government's willing to give you like a stipend as long as you do what they
you
want
to do. You get to do an X Factor.
And so Tony Stark, who, as we saw in Iron Man, is happy to say in a conference, I am Iron Man. So he's fine with his secret identity being out there because he's an idiot and he will invite villains to bomb his house. As we saw in Iron Man 2. However, Captain America, who we know who Captain America is, and so does everyone in the comic,
yeah.
He's Steve Rogers. They know this, but he says, you know what? We as Americans have the right not to give our names. And so some heroes join up with Tony Stark's faction, and some heroes join up with Captain America's faction, who has to eventually go underground. And they end up fighting one another, and I'm sure people die. Spider-Man is there, and he joins the faction that reveals his identity. It's this big moment where he takes the mask off and says, my name is Peter Parker, I've been Spider-Man. Everyone is shocked, which I feel like that's why they want Spider-Man, but in the context of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Spider-Man doesn't exist. We've been dealing with the Avengers, and that's pretty much it within the universe we care about.
So they could have just, you know, given Spider-Man's lens to someone else.
Right.
Oh, effective. yeah, almost anybody. Like, Deadpool?
No, not Deadpool.
Well, no, that's right. Cause
Deadpool would be like, I'm Wade! Takes his mask off, I'm hideous.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He looks like Hamburger.
He does!
Shoot, who?
But introduce another superhero.
Yeah.
Introduce, I guess, Black Panther, we know who he is, too. But yes, introduce another hero who is not Spider-Man and have them reveal themselves. If that's the part of... I feel like you should have that in Civil War. I don't know if it's necessary.
I don't know if the Hulk is chosen sides or not, but it would be interesting if he
because like he's...
revealed himself.
Don't recall.
Especially in his... Like, it would be really poignant in his case because he is...
It's very obviously different.
Yeah, and like, Bruce Banner's not maybe well-known to everybody, but the Hulk is well-known, and, like, that would be something that, you know, for him to come out would be a really big deal because he's also probably wanted for, you know, destroying several cities.
Yeah, I think that if you sign up with S.H.I.E.L.D. and with the American government, you pretty much have amnesty for your previous crimes. At one point, they are getting various villains to try to hunt down the heroes.
Wow.
Which, they basically say, you have the villains on your side. You know you're the bad guys now, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we're the baddies?
So it's basically like privateers, except with superheroes.
That's not a bad analogy, yeah.
Yeah. Mostly it's an excuse for Captain America to punch Tony Stark.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But does he need an excuse?
Oh. I don't know.
I mean, they fight enough between each other. Like, amongst the first Avengers they were fighting, everyone was fighting amongst themselves.
But that was Loki's staff.
No!
Yeah.
They were doing it before that.
But Loki's staff escalated it to the point where they were actually going to punch each other. It's pretty obvious.
They're superheroes, so they're pretty likely to punch each other anyways.
Right, but there were special wubs and camera angles going all wonky around the thing. Like,
so I have a question. I'm thinking about Avengers. When Thor throws the hammer at Captain America, he knows what this hammer does. He does not yet know that Captain America's shield is made of vibranium. Vibranium.
Because they can't say adamantium.
And it will deflect it. He doesn't know that. So he's about to straight up murder some guy.
Yep. But he's pure enough to wield the hammer.
He is pure enough to wield it. Purely boring enough to wield the hammer.
Which I think just means that, like, the hammer doesn't have a very good sense of right and wrong.
No, it's a hammer.
Guys, we figured out the problem.
Maybe you're just kind worried of about whether, you know, you're, you know, flat-headed like a hammer.
Yeah.
Not a pinhead hammer.
Comedy.
So again, we have I'm going to say 37 movies ahead of us. In the Marvel, I'm making that up. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe. When will the bubble burst? Like, will it burst before I get Captain Marvel, who I don't care about except that she's a girl?
Right. The one good thing about it is that at the very, even though it's an existing, you know, thing, it is at least like there is at least a timeline set out. Like, it's not just like, oh, we're going to give you Transformers 7.
That is true.
For some reason, like they've sort of determined that they're going to make all these shitty movies, so, you know, they might at least have varying plots, and maybe we still won't care, but it'll probably be better than, like, you know, Call of Duty 27 or whatever they're going to put out. Smurfs 10.
But won't the bubble burst at some point? Won't it be some convoluted, like, comics themselves?
Yeah.
We'll be like, but, sorry, that contradicts what happened in Avengers 4. Right. Infinity Wars.
Well, that's when you do a reboot, and that's when we'll have to hang them from the gibbet.
No reboots.
Yes.
We all reboot have to agree everything. That once we start rebooting the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're done. We've given up.
Except, but the reason it'll work is because people will have babies, and those children will eventually babies. Like, you know, be like, oh, but no, it's for kids, even though the new Star Wars movies are shitty.
Oh, God. Our we're kids, all going to go see them.
Kids
then,
will
right?
like them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the new ones, they'd better get like amazing reviews, or I'm just not gonna.
But you know who owns both Marvel and Star Wars? Disney.
Yeah.
Disney owns them, so we could have a crossover.
Well, it'll make more sense than the one time Mephistopheles like showed up in the Image Universe for some reason.
So who owns Lego?
Lego owns Lego?
Mattel?
Because, yeah. like, there are Mattel? Lego versions of everything.
Yeah, I legitimately don't know how to get away with, like, I didn't see the Lego movie, but there was Lego Gandalf and Lego Batman, and that was okay?
Well, to be fair, maybe they own, like, if they're creating Lego sets of these, they have some reproduction rights.
And if they're depicting the Lego versions, I think that's why they can sort of, because it's clearly not...
That is interesting. I guess there have to be Lego Avengers by now.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Not the
Black
Widow.
Actually, I haven't heard of them.
No, I think there's a Black Widow one if there's a set.
Maybe. Although Lego's been getting pretty shitty lately, too. Like, they're starting to do the whole, like, oh, pink ones are for girls.
Yes. Which is weird, because when Lego came out, they were very much not about that.
Well,
like,
weren't they one of the first toys to have, like, an advertisement that was very specifically just like, oh, look, it's a girl, and she's playing with Legos, and that's it.
Yeah, no big deal.
That, like, originally, but it's been a while since they've gone gender-specific, I think.
Well, you know, new politics.
So, do you, as a woman, Amber... I'm sorry,
again,
you're a woman.
You're speaking for all women
for
right
all
now.
Women.
I thought I was a man.
You're a woman for this example.
Fine.
Do you feel welcome? Do you feel more welcome into, you know, comics and stuff now that we have the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I don't care. I've liked comics since I was little.
Well, are you one of those fake comic book girls that are just fake geek girls that are just trying to impress me?
Yeah.
No.
No, you legitimately aren't. You don't care at all.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I know. No, I understood that. I understood going in what your response was going to be, so I goaded you in a certain direction, which is what Marvel is doing to us. Mm. They know that we'll keep watching these movies, and God damn it, we'll like some of them.
Yeah.
And then we'll argue in podcasts over the other ones.
But yeah, you know, I grew up with video games and stuff.
Cool.
I've never cared one way or the other about gender in them.
As you should not.
Yeah. Well, I think that you're suffering a little bit from privilege because you were lucky enough not to be like negatively impacted by
comics.
Well, or I don't know.
My name is Amber. I'm named after Ember from ElfQuest.
I know. Well, no. I mean though, like it doesn't seem like you've really had to like deal with the ugly side of nerddom.
Like
the no girls allowed part.
I think she legitimately punched them. Or be confused that people were trying to be discriminatory.
Actually, here's what happened when I end up into a male-dominated anime club.
Make
them watch Loveless.
Now, what is
and
Loveless?
And other yaoi. Loveless, it's not specifically yaoi. But it's about, basically in this world, there are sacrifices, and basically you're put up into a pair.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a fighter, and one's a sacrifice. basically any damage that's taken to the fighter is inflicted upon the sacrifice, and they get chained up.
Okay, is this a clamp joint? Because
no,
it sounds like one.
It's different. It's awesome though.
Okay.
And yeah, it's complicated and interwoven, and you got names like Loveless is the name of one of the characters. And his sacrifice ends up being Beloved. They're supposed to match, though. It's a big thing that they don't match. Like, you have the zeros. It's pretty cool. But yeah, so that's what happens when I end up in male dominant anime clubs. I make them watch what I want anyways.
Nice. See, ladies, that's how you do it. You have to use violence and sexual intimidation.
No, just
like a boy. Just like a man.
Aww. Just like Black Widow.
To be fair, I think our vice president was a girl. Like, I wasn't the only girl. It was just very stark contrast between my high school anime club, which was all fangirls, to my college anime club, which was all fanboys.
Well, just be glad you missed, like, the first wave, like, anime fan clubs. Because, like, so it used to be that the college clubs were the only ones that existed, and you had to like sneak onto the campus, like, you know, but you had to get an invite specifically from somebody who was already in the circle, and then you get there and you think, oh, it's gonna be awesome, we're gonna watch like Geno Cyber and Akira and you know, one of the other awful ones, I can't remember, and then you get there and it's nothing but 6 hours of like rom-coms.
Wow.
Because, you know... Oh, no. There's usually, like, a teaser reel that has a lot of really hilarious shit on it, but it only lasts, like, 15 minutes. And then it's the intricacies of, you know, love triangles in an apartment complex.
Hmm.
And you're like I heard...
So, Love Hina?
Probably. Masani Kaku was one.
Oh, my goddess.
No, there would have been something interesting there. I just remember coming in and seeing like oh, look, it's Macross everywhere on the walls, and then we didn't watch a single episode.
Hmm. That is sad.
What could be the worst thing Marvel could do? How could Marvel destroy their cinematic universe?
Pretend they could take a page out of DC's book and not understand anything at all about what people like about these movies.
They could keep killing characters off and bringing them back immediately, thus completely cheapening the concept of death, like they do in comic books.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, Amber?
They can make that really bad Black Widow romantic comedy that I would totally watch.
I think we all would totally watch that. That actually, like, not with Black Widow, but you could definitely make that interesting.
True.
Actually,
it's true. Maybe you should start on a spec script, because I think, I agree, there's probably something there, especially if you actually made it subversive.
Yeah. We'll make it with what,
not
Captain
my
Marvel?
Super ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Not like that. But Astro City, have you ever read that?
Nope.
It's a lot of, like, the inner lives of superheroes, and that guy down on the street just getting to work, having to live in Astro City, which is full of superheroes, and how do you deal with your life knowing that there are people up there destroying buildings, and, like, you could be imprisoned at any point by a supervillain for no reason. Like, you just have to accept this as part of your life, but with romantic comedy.
I'm pretty sure there was an episode of Darkwing Duck that dealt with that.
Yeah, as there should be. I think that is a very interesting perspective. Not that I want to see, like, the waitress who serves them shawarma in Avengers, but deal with the human cost. Not even, people don't have to die, but, like,
right, just so, like, oh shit, you know, I couldn't get to my work for, like, 3 weeks because the Hulk, like, punched something through it.
Right.
And you were working out of a trailer now for...
And I'm tied up in court suing Tony Stark.
Right.
Because his Iron Man suit, like, gave my kid cancer.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of interesting shit there, but I feel like you probably, you know, just for expedience sake, have to, like, make your own stories and make up new characters and stuff, and then
and then
still get sued by Marvel because, you know, copyright is bullshit.
Copyleft.
You could also, this is not to do with Marvel, but DC is definitely trying to make their own cinematic universe and doing a really poor job of it.
Yeah, I
feel like Suicide Squad proves that, having only seen a couple of pictures of the casting.
I'll be honest, like, well, one, I don't know any of those characters except for Harley Quinn, And two, like, Will Smith just throws me the fuck off out of it. Like, cause he's at that Tom Cruise level where he can't be anyone other than, like, Will Smith. And who Will Smith is now is really boring.
It's true. Also, Harley Quinn does not look interesting in that movie. No, rather than being Dr. Harley Quinzel, who is, again, a genius. I like genius characters. Mm-hmm. She just sort of seems like a walking sex toy.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's a weird case because in a way, like, that's sort of the entirety of her character. Because, like, she starts out as a brilliant psychologist or psychiatrist and gets essentially turned into the Joker's sex toy. Like, that is her character.
But she should be, like, Clarice Starling with Hannibal Lecter.
But like, you can't have that awesome episode of the animated series where she gets, you know, taken under the wing of Poison Ivy, unless she's, like, the battered girlfriend.
I agree with the battered girlfriend angle. Yeah. I would like, if she had a black eye. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, you mean, like, if they actually, like addressed it rather than just being like, oh, she's the battered girlfriend, but somehow also fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, that would be a really nice twist. I would like to see a movie about that, even, you know.
We talked about how Marvel learned the wrong lessons from Watchmen. Well, DC is definitely learning the wrong lessons from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because Superman is unbelievably boring. And Batman is also unbelievably boring. His villains are the interesting part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like try to watch, you know, even, what was it, The Dark Knight? That's the one with the Joker, the second one? Okay. Yeah, just try to watch it, like, 3 times in a row. You're going to, you know, be really bored whenever the Joker's not on.
Where's the ball?
Although it did give us a lot of great comedy.
It did.
You know, Pete Holmes is his Batman.
That is absolutely true.
Some good shit. Although it does say something that like Man of Steel was not able to, did not do the same thing. There are almost no parodies of it other than, like, you know, the obvious ones. You know, How It Should Have Ended did one, and that's kind of it. Like, there's nothing there to glom onto. It's just so bland. Okay, different sort of tack. But, so, have you seen the trailer for the new Batman versus Superman movie?
No.
The Batman versus Superman movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Ben Affleck is playing Batman.
I heard of that. Batfleck. That part.
So, like, it's a really lame trailer, but, like, it's, you know, it's just trying to drum up the whole, like, oh, Batman's mad at Superman for all the reasons we're mad at Superman, because he's, like, you know, super powerful, and some people think he's a god, and some people are, like, you know, take the Lex Luthor route of, like, we should defeat you because you're a weird alien, and you know, there's no good reason for you to be good. Anyways, it ends with, like, you know, Batman in a stupid-looking powered armored suit looking up at Superman and being like, do you bleed? And then, you know, it cuts to black. And somebody did an amazing webcomic that's, it's you know, it's Batman looking up and at the silhouetted figure, and he delivers the line, do you bleed? And it's Wonder Woman, and she's like, you know, for a week out of each month, and then cuts back to Batman, and he's like, you! Because, you know, periods are gross.
It's only true periods.
But it's hilarious. Look it up.
You shouldn't trust anything that bleeds for 5 to 7 days and doesn't die.
That's true. Yeah. Instead, it brings new life.
Well, it doesn't if you're
bleeding. No, it's true. It doesn't do that then.
I
was thinking about, because Marvel does not have as strong of villains except for Loki, and that's because Tom Hiddleston is just darling. But it occurs to me that in the Marvel movies we've seen so far, they almost always cause the problem they're trying to solve.
It's true.
Like, Thor is the reason that Loki happened, basically.
Yep.
Iron Man, it was like the guy who worked in his company, and then the guy who's basically being Syndrome from The Incredibles. But, you know, I looked up to you, but now I am a super villain. Because everyone should be super. But again, that's because Tony Stark did that.
That's true, actually. Like, that is the entire plot of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, shit, and even in the first one, like, again, the entire plot is that he worked for a company that was making all the weapons we're using to blow up the third world, essentially.
Right, right. And Hulk gave his blood to someone else, which made the Abomination. You made that happen, Hulk. That's on you.
Yeah, oh, well, that's another thing, is, like the whole Tony Stark, like, essentially bullying Bruce Banner into helping him make these awful things twice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I don't know. Like
and I'm sorry, who made Ultron again? Whose fault was that?
Yes.
Bruce Banner and Tony Stark.
And actually, you know what? That was another scene that really didn't make sense other than, like, we need this to happen for plot reasons.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other reason that would have happened.
And because of what is happening now, Civil War will happen because of the Avengers.
Right.
Ultron was kind of right.
Yeah.
The only way to save the Earth, aside from killing everyone, is you have to get rid of the Avengers.
And we almost didn't touch on the whole fact of, like, okay, so what should have happened when Chappie touched the internet for the first time?
We have to destroy these motherfuckers.
Right.
They're
right.
Disgusting.
Which is,
I saw two girls, one cup. You have to die.
Right. Right. Clearly, the universe will be better off.
Yep.
No. So can we say again that even in the Avengers, like, Ultron ends up being sort of one of the more interesting characters?
I agree with that.
Not on screen very much.
No, it's true. But yeah, Ultron is kind of interesting. He's not very nuanced.
No.
But he's sort of charming about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they explained him better, maybe it would have been. But also, maybe if we had, like, maybe if I had watched it more attentively, not in the drive-in, maybe
no,
I would have caught on more.
Well, that's true. We did have to get shushed by teenagers,
that's
who
true.
Then, you know, were louder than we were.
But they were only loud during Cinderella.
That's a good point. Oh, so what did we think of Cinderella while we're...
Boo!
I don't remember any movie called Cinderella. Do you mean the animated one? Because I'm pretty sure I saw that, except they'd updated.
But no,
it was
the 2 hours where you were watching Walt Disney, like, masturbate himself in public while making uncomfortable eye contact.
It was just so boring.
So boring.
Like, I like Cinderella in some ways. Like, I like Cinderella stories. There are interesting things you can do with them. This was basically take out anything that could have even been vaguely interesting and, like, make an outline and make that into a movie.
Much like a Marvel character, she really made her own problems that she had to solve.
Yeah, actually.
Like, if she weren't such a, like, pushover about everything. I'm being very nice by being a doormat. No.
Right.
Yeah.
You're annoying.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Also severe organ damage. Severe organ damage everywhere.
Yeah, apparently the actress says that she is just that thin. No.
No, not while still being alive.
No.
Like, they must have photoshopped that shit, or, you know, she has bruised organs.
Or they poofed out the rest of her.
No, they were like,
no,
those waists
tiny.
Were...
I could put my hand around her waist.
Yeah, but you could build out the rest of her, like, hips and everything.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so final thoughts.
I don't know.
We should start combining superheroes and fairy tale movies and see what happens.
But,
I want a spec script on my desk by tomorrow.
You don't have a desk.
But Wolverine, one caveat, Wolverine cannot be the Beast. It's too easy. You have to pick somebody else. Or Sabretooth.
Can Beast be the Beast?
Yes!
Because he has a big library.
It's true.
He does?
He does.
Also, like, I don't think he's appeared in any of the movies, even though he's easily one of the more interesting X-Men characters.
He was voiced by Kelsey Grammer in one, but it was a while. Maybe he actually was played by Kelsey Grammer, but it's been a while.
Wow. I do not remember that.
Oh, yeah, and he was a minor character.
Final thought, Tom.
I hope that Marvel does not screw us in the way that The Hobbit did. because I will still go and watch it, and I will complain about it. Like, I am a genuine fanboy, even though in The Hobbit, I read it in 7th grade, and I had not read anything by Tolkien since, but I still feel justified in feeling like he embarrassed me. But I will keep watching, and I will read the trade paperbacks when they go into a library, because I'm not going to buy them. And I will then complain about them, like, this is not that I even have anything invested, I just want it to be a good story. You know, Civil War had good points But a lot of times it was like kids throwing action figures at each other and being like, well, no, he does this now, and now Spider-Man has Iron Man armor, and he's super cool, but now he's on the other guy's side. That legitimately happened in Civil War, the comic book. He has spider legs. It's really stupid looking.
Sorry, it just reminded me of, like, I know what I want to see.
What do you want to see?
I
want to
see the X-Men storyline series where they go into space and fight the Brood, and Xavier meets his, like, you know, weird space queen lady.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I want that not queen? To happen.
I want it. I want to see the Brood. I want to see Xavier punch a dude in zero G.
Basically, you make the movies. We'll watch them. If they're good, we might watch them more than once. If they're bad, we're not going to watch them.
I refuse to, like, to see one of these now until, like, I hear some good things about it. Okay. I will not be pre-ordering.
Let me leave you with one word that I do not want to hear uttered in the X-Men universe or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that word is Skrull. There will be no Skrull. No Skrull. No Skrull. Skrull. There will be no Skrull.
With a C or a K?
K.
Okay.
No Skrull.
Yeah. Thanos is a Skrull.
Oh no!
No, he's not. That's to anger the fanboys because he has the same, like, weird chin nonsense.
The Skrull are even in Guardians of the Galaxy.
What are the Skrull?
Shh, don't ask that question. Skrull, they don't exist.
Okay.
Okay.